是的，亲爱的阿巴父，我们是何等的感恩来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, how much we want to give thanks to you as we come in before you.
我们将我们的感谢和赞美为祭来献给你。
Now we offer all thanksgiving and joy as an offering before the altar.
我们也像诗歌所唱，我们在你面前要喜乐，因为你就是我们的喜乐。
And as the hymn just says that we want to bring the joy to you because you are joy.
我们也要来寻求你的面，我们也要来见到我们的主耶稣基督。
And we're to seek your face, we're to seek your face in person.
愿我们在这里的一起的感恩赞美都蒙你的悦纳。
And may today's praises and thanksgiving would have found favor in your eyes, Lord.
也求主特别也看顾我们在外的这些宣教士们。
And also, Lord, we also remember those missionaries who work across the world.
你保护他们，你给他们力量，让他们传讲你的福音。
May you protect them and keep hold of them so that they'll be able to reach out to more to preach the gospel boldly.
让他们所到之处都能拯救更多的灵魂。
So no matter where to go, that be able to save more lost souls for you.
因为实在是你的自己的恩典，你要万人都得救。
And it's truly your grace and it's your determination that you want all are saved.
让我们今天在这里，真是我们欢呼，我们喜乐，我们愿你的名被高举。
And Lord, we want to send the joy to you. We want to give all the thanksgiving to you because may your name be exalted.
愿认识耶和华的知识充满遍啊全地。
And may those who know the knowledge and knowing of you will be filled on this place.
我们感恩祷告赞美的奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We want to give thanksgiving to you, and we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐，弟兄姐妹们。
Please be seated.
Yeah, 大家好。
Good morning to you all.
我们这个时间实在是快，已经到了十月份的中旬了。
And indeed, the time sure flies. We're already entering the middle of October.
让我们今天我们来继续来，我们在聆听主要对我们说的话，特别是对他教会说的话。
And today, once again, here comes a time that we will listen to the word of God and follow the word of God.
我选用的题目还是圣经里面的啊，凡事长进，连于元首基督，然后后面一个小标题就是穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And once again, this is one of my serious messages concerning that we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. And the subtitle is Put on the whole armor of God.
我们先一起来打开圣经第六章，我们要从第十节一直念到十八节。
I'd like to invite you to open your book of Bible and let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse
8.
Verse 10 through 18.
Verse 10
through
18.
So once again, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. We're going to read the verses in Chinese.
好，我们找到了之后，我们就可以，我们可以慢慢的念哈，特别注意。
So let's read the scripture carefully and slowly.
六章第十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就的一切还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
Yeah, so this is from a book of Ephesians chapter 2, chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. Let's read it in English. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against the flesh and the blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with the truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition prayer, at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
所以我们刚才读的话都是已经来到以弗所书的第六章，也是它的最后一章。
And now, since we have read the scripture reading, we're coming down to the very last chapter of a book of Ephesians, that is chapter 6.
我们前几次分享这个主题就是凡事长进，连于元首基督。我们是在从个人、家庭，然后从教会这个整体团体来上面的怎样与神的关系上面能够有长进。
So as I've explained in my previous series of messages, we regarding about how we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ Jesus. So we talk about from how we grow up into all aspects individually, or as a family, or as a church.
所以我们今天来到以弗所书的最后一章的时候，保罗继续在这里鼓励哈、啊，鼓励我们。要继续的要怎样在依靠主，然后依靠他的大能大力。
Yeah, so once again, when we're coming down to the final chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul also concluded that how as an individual Christian or as a family Christians or as a church of Christians, that we'll be able to that exercise that so we may be able to grow out into the all aspects of him.
你如果读这个以弗所书的时候，你可以特别注意到那个保罗使徒保罗从第十章开始哈，他就一直有这个要你们要什么要什么。
Yeah, so if we read through this whole book of Ephesians, if we examine chapter by chapter, we'll be able to see that actually Apostle Paul gives us instruction very carefully. There are a list of you shall do, and there is a list of that you shall not do.
所以他在说要劝勉圣徒应当怎样行事为人。也就是讲的教会的生活，然后可以与蒙召的恩相称，这是他的第四章的第一节开始。
Yeah, so if we look at book of chapter 4, when Paul says that I, as a prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
特别注意到他这里说，我们的行事为人要与神的这个恩啊相称。
So pay attention on the wording when the Paul says that I implore you to walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
也就是保罗在第一章里面特别提到的，他在第一章和第三章里面，他向以弗所的圣徒们把他神给他的这个启示，他来向圣徒们分享，就是说在基督。在基督教会里所得到的福气和地位。
Yeah, so this is a summary. So the chapter 3, the verse 1, when Paul makes note of that, make sure that you walk in a manner that is worthy of the calling which you have been called. So what is the calling of it? So Paul sums it up from chapter 2 and chapter 1 and chapter 2, that is telling us that what is the calling of the Lord and what is all the blessing that come from it.
这个一章一章第三节是这样说的啊，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So in book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 it says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
这也是杜牧师上个礼拜他所分享的信息哈。
And this is indeed also the spiritual blessing is also the message that is shared by our brother Dong Ping.
然后从第四章开始哈，一直到
Pastor Do
然后从第四章开始一直到第六章的时候，你就注意到保罗他就用了一系列的要和不要来劝勉这个圣徒们。
And so once Paul finished on chapter 3, he used the following two chapters, that is chapter 4 and chapter 5, to summarize that what a true Christian should do and what a true Christian should not do.
因为我们中文里面它是用的要，但是英文里面有的时候就没有这个字哈。
Yeah, you won't see that particular word that you shall, but Paul literally makes sure that we know what a true Christian should do and should not to do.
他是劝勉这圣徒们怎样有应当有怎样的新生活、新生命的生活和教会的生活。
And so Paul says that since you've been called to be a true Christian, you shall live a new life at church and also in your family.
以至于我们使我们可以与基督元首相连接哈。
And in this way, we'll be able to be connected with the head of the church, that is Jesus Christ.
所以因为时间的关系呢，我就列了一些保罗他特别讲到的要字哈，那不要的部分我们因为时间关系就不讲。
So because of a time constraint, I'm going to only list a to-do list for what a true Christian should do.
如果你要跟着我的话，就可以打开这个以弗所书第四章哈。
So if you want to follow me, you may open, you may turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
所以第一个这个使徒保罗在这里分享的就是四章的二十二节。
That is chapter 4, verse 22.
他说要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
Yeah, so verse 22 says that in reference to your former manner of life.
所以在这里一个要，他说要脱去旧人，行为上的旧人。
So in other words, that you should lay aside the old self.
接下来一节呢，他说又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And the verse 23, that it says that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
25节，所以你们要弃绝谎言。
And let's move down to verse 25. Therefore, laying aside falsehood.
然后28节，他说，从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力。
And verse 28, he who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor.
对，然后呢，总要劳力是为什么呢？就亲手做正经事，就有可余的，也可以分给那些缺少的人。
And what's the purpose that you shall steal no longer, but rather he must labor? Because in performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need.
29节，污秽的言语一句不可出，只要随时说造就人的好话。
Now, verse 28, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as it is good for edification according to the need of the moment.
32节，四章32节。
Let's move down to the very last verse, verse 32.
要以恩慈相待。
Be kind to one another.
然后我们进入到第五章了，第五章的第二节也要凭爱心行事。
And chapter 5, verse 2, it says that walk in love.
当然他说 他是用要跟基督一样，后面说正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，做清香的供物和祭物献于神。
And why we should walk in love? This is because as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma.
那第四节他说淫词妄语和嬉笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
And verse 4, and there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks.
第十节，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Verse 10, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
然后十一节哈，那暧昧无意的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
Verse 11, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of a darkness, but instead even expose them.
十五节，你们要谨慎行事。
And verse 15, therefore be careful how you walk.
然后十六节，要爱惜光阴。
Verse 16, making the most of your time.
十七节，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Verse 17, so then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，人要被圣灵充满。
Verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
还有二十节，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Let's move down to verse 20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father.
二十四节，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样顺服丈夫。
Verse 24, but as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything.
下面对做丈夫的讲啊，二十五节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
And so the teachings in teaching to husband, and in verse 25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
怎么样爱呢？就说，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍命的爱。
So it's easy to follow Jesus' example. It's hard that love your wives just as Christ has loved the church and gave himself up for her.
然后我们进入了第六章哈，第六章的上半部分，第一节，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
Now let's move down to the very last chapter, chapter 6, the first one. Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
第二节,
this is right.
要孝敬父母。
And number 2, verse 2, honor your parents, honor your father and mother.
第四节, 你们做父亲的, 不要惹儿女的气, 只要照着主的教训。和警戒养育他们。
So this is a teaching for fathers. Verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
我们下面第五节，我们这里讲的是仆人，实际上跟我们就是现在上班族的都一样哈。你们做仆人的要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
And verse 5, this is a teaching to slaves. So in today's world, whoever who works or have a boss before you, so that as slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with the fear and the trembling, sincerity of your heart, as to...
他是基督徒还不是哈。
So this is not just as like Christian, what Christians should do. This is actually refers to everyone.
下面的第六节的要求 更高了哈，不要只在眼前侍奉，好像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
And verse 6, another thing that Paul raised the bar to even further, that not by any way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
所以这些都是保罗在劝勉圣徒，也包括我们一样。要怎样能够行事为人，真正的活在一个新的生命当中。
So these are all the very detailed instructions or teachings on what a Christian should do in all aspects of our lives.
他要我们活出来一个与世界分别的为圣的生活。
And what is the purpose? His purpose that so that we may live being set apart from the world and be holy.
但随之而来的话，这个属灵的征战就一定就跟着来了。
But let me assure you, if you try to set you apart from the world and be holy, and the following is the spiritual warfare.
不管我们是否感觉到会有这个属灵的征战在不在哈。
And it doesn't matter if you feel it or not.
或者我们知道或者不知道有这回事情。
Or you know it or you don't.
或者说我们是否相信真有这个属灵的征战吗？
And it doesn't matter either that if you truly believe in it or you don't.
或者说你是否比较重视呢还不重视？
Or if you pay attention or not.
但是这个属灵的征战是确确实实存在的。
But let me tell you, this spiritual warfare does exist.
而且也是严肃的。
It's not just, it does exist, it is also a serious matter.
因为保罗在把最后的 话语的时候，把这个属灵的征战的事情讲出来了。
And because in the very end of chapter 6, Paul reviewed to us the fact of a spiritual warfare.
因为真正的讲属灵的征战，它完全是关乎到我们神的荣耀，也关乎到我们的结局。
And the spiritual warfare is concerning the glory of God and also concerning our end times.
包括我们的什么结局呢？如果我们不征战，我们就不能持守神在基督里赐给我们各样天上的福气。
And it means that if we don't hold up to our faith, we won't be able to inherit all the spiritual blessings from God.
我们有的时候可以稍微想想我们哈，整个我们在经历认识主的过程，包括后面我们在成圣的过程。
And so if we are aware of these warnings and teachings, instruction, let us just spend a moment of silence that meditate on what we have been through. The beginning that we have become a Christian, the way that how we exercise and how we try to grow up into all aspects of Him. And this is what we call the journey of sanctification.
当我们早晨我们已经立志，我们要早晨要起来读经，我们要祷告。
And let me take an example that since we become a Christian, we are determined that we get up in early morning and let's pray and have a morning devotion.
确实你有的时候爬不起来，但有的时候，哎，这天哎真是爬起来了，要好好的翻开圣经再开始读了。
Yeah, and sometimes we're not able to get up earlier, but sometimes God's willing that we're able to get up early and we're ready for this morning devotion.
哎，突然好像电话会响了。
And it's not unrare, then he rang the phone.
或者是你的手机里面哗哗哗进来东西了哈。
Or the text from your cell phone are storming.
或者一些什么紧急的一些 email 你要回了。
Or some urgent email that you need to respond immediately.
所以你就去忙着把这个做这些事情，把这个早晨的时间就没了。
And this is all the distraction that get us out of this morning devotion that we are so busy in into our daily schedules.
或者哪怕你就坚持下去，就祷告的时候，可能心里面、头脑里面也是乱乱的。
And if we were lucky that we can finish all the Bible reading and the morning devotion, and now we comes down to the very last section of a morning devotion that is pray. When we pray, then all kind of ideas.Come into our head.
或者是你要去参加聚会了哈，主日也好，我们星期三的祷告会也好。
And another good example is when you're ready to come to the church for a Bible study on Friday or a prayer meeting on Wednesday or maybe even a Sunday morning as we are here now.
或者是准备要去查经了。
Or you're ready for a Bible study.
总是有些事情以前想不到的，哎，就出来。然后就你就去不了。
And it does also happen, and this is quite often that some other distraction happens, and then we are kind of occupied by other things.
还有的时候，你确实很想服侍，参与在教会里面和弟兄姐妹一起搭配来服侍。
Or you are really eager to service at a church, or you really eager to work with other fellow coworkers.
但是你看看你周围你所的做的事情生活各方面工作好像根本就抽不出来时间。
And, but when you look around at your own life and check on your schedule, it seems like there is no time slot available for you to service.
我还记得我们那个时候有弟兄们在一起，我们晚上星期二的晚上一起在这个里面七点半以后我们一起学习怎样做一个就是说一个真正的男人了。
Yeah, and I remember that we used to have a Tuesday night men's night or a brothers' night where all the brothers get together to study and the Bible and learn that how to be a true man.
所以我们有的来了，好不容易下了班，辛辛苦跑到这边来，然后坐到这边打瞌睡了哈。
Yeah, and truth be told, some of the brothers, they made all the way to the Tuesday's brothers' night after work. And since they've been so occupied with their work, they were tired. And so they kind of fell to sleep during the gathering.
所以有的呢，还来了一段时间来不了了，说我儿子女儿要我帮助他做功课。
And some of the brothers who joined the Tuesday brothers' night for a few while, but then they called and that they cannot make it only because they have to help their children to work on a homework assignment.
我们特别是在教会里面服侍也好，无论是你做出口的 啊，或者是你说带诗歌的，包括弹琴的这方面，我想你们可能都有经历过，有的是打岔的事情过来。
And I'm sure that for all the brothers and sisters who are serving in the church right now, whether you are a pianist or you are the brother or sister being in charge of leading the congregation or who share the message, you probably have similar experiences that you've been always been distracted or always been occupied by something else.
像我这个礼拜也是特别的。这个公司的事情就特别的忙，突然一下就啪啪啪就打电话来了。
Yeah, so take me for an example that I usually always follow my schedule, but somehow this past week has been extremely busy for me.
所以前几个礼拜到真是没有什么事情。
But weeks before that, it's just been fine and slow.
所以我的妻子忙就想到，她每次当然你要讲到的时候。整个公司总会很忙了。
So my wife is so on alert. She reminded me that everything every time when you're ready to preach gospel or preach a message, and there's always some distraction, and this is spiritual warfare.
还有在过去的话，有很多打岔的事情。有的时候家里面跟儿子女儿搞，就这个时候就搞不好关系，好像搞得互相赌气。
Yeah. So whenever from my personal experiences, whenever me and my wife try to serve the Lord more and try to make more time for the Lord and for the brothers and sisters, there's always something happening from the household, either the kind of a disagreement with my own daughter or a son.
Yeah, 有的最糟糕的打岔就是和教会的弟兄姐妹之间搞不好关系。
And the worst is that whenever we are more than happy to serve the Lord and try to make more time for the Lord, and then there is always kind of a sort of a disagreement between brothers and sisters.
所以我想我们在真是服事里面都会真是会经历到这些。
And brothers and sisters, let me tell you, this is what we call the spiritual warfare. It does exist and it happens all the time.
我还记得有一次是洞平弟兄他第二天就要去中国去。
And I remember one example for Brother Dongping. One time when he was ready to leave for China, for gospel preaching.
但是我们那天晚上呢，还是我们就计划组的弟兄，我们还是和另外一位弟兄，我们有一些特别的交通谈话。
Then, yeah, so the night before his taking off, we also had a meeting at a church. Me and another brother and the deacon board.
然后当然谈话之间后来有的时候就真血迹出来了，好像一下子一些话讲的都比较激烈哈。
And somehow it just turned out to be quite an argument or disagreement among brothers.
但是我们后来还好，东平弟兄知道他自己第二天就要乘飞机去中国，他说他要先走了。
And so, of course, Brother Dongping knew that he's taking off the day after. So he took off earlier.
所以我和敏雄弟兄继续和那位弟兄交通。
So Brother Mingxuan and I continue to communicate with that particular brother.
我们一直到交通完了之后，我们走出来，没想到洞平根本没走，就坐在地上。
And when we were done and we were ready to go home, we saw Brother Dongping being waiting outside the church.
Yeah, 后来就才知道是胃出血。
And later on, we realized that there is a stomach bleeding.
所以他不但没有
yes, there's a stomach bleeding.
是回到了家，送了回到家，但最后还是去了医院进急诊。
Yeah, we were in such a rush to send him to the hospital and then send him home.
然后当然这样中国的旅行也没有成。
And of course,
没有成。
And of course, unfortunately, because he was been hospitalized, his visit or his trip to mainland China for gospel preaching was cancelled, unfortunately.
所以这些事情发生哈，我们不能就是只看表面，实际上就是。这些属灵的征战在当中。
And my dear brother and sister, this just didn't happen for an accidentally. This is spiritual warfare.
下面我们就来到保罗，他是在六章的第十节，他说：“我还有未了的话。”
And now let's get back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
所以他说你们要靠着主要依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。
Yeah, indeed. So the verse 10 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
我们想到我们在旧约里面我们看到以色列人民当他 呼求神、依靠神的时候，他们就能打胜仗，他们就刚强。
Yeah, and I think it does ring the bell to bring me back to the Old Testament. And remember what the Israelites do in Old Testament. Whenever they try to defeat enemies, if they pray to God, they will win.
所以他们当他们离弃神的时候，不依靠神的时候，他们就被其他的外邦来欺负。
And so if they loved the Lord and went astray, and whenever they went astray.They'll be defeated.
所以保罗在这里他特别说我们要六章十一节我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
And so Paul summarized that all the testimonies in Old Testament and it reminds us once again in verse 11 that let us put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
所以我们特别注意到这是神所赐的神所赐的全副军装。
And remember, this whole armor of God is from God, not from us. It's not the full armor of us.
所以在以弗所书一章的三节里面说，神在基督耶稣里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And be reminded that in Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, Blessed be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
所以这个全副军装这也是神赐给我们的一个福气。
And so this whole armor of God is one of the spiritual blessing that God has given us through Jesus Christ.
所以我们就注意到这里他讲的是一个穿戴他先讲了一个穿戴。
Yeah, so remember the particular verb or the word here is let us put on the whole armor of God. Put on.
所以他讲的第一个穿戴是用真理作为带子来束腰。
And remember, what is the first one? What is the first compartment of this whole body of armor? That is in verse 13. That take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist. And let me see. Let's having girded yourself, your loin with truth. That is in verse 14.
所以我们想到真理的时候，马上就会想到真理就是主耶稣吗？对吧？
And so, speaking of the girding ourselves with the truth, so truth is Jesus Christ Himself.
他要在这里，保罗要我们用真理来束腰，那不就是主耶稣吗？
And so here, in other words, that when Paul says that you should put on the full armor, you shall gird yourself, your loins with truth. In other words, that let us be girded with Jesus Christ.
然后在约翰福音十四章的第六节耶稣自己说我说我是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
And remember what Jesus said to himself said about himself in book of John He says I am the way the truth and the life No one comes to my father but through me
我们讲到用真理束腰的时候我自己立刻也想到彼得他也讲到一个束腰
And remember that when we are talking about that, let's gird our loins with the truth, with Jesus Christ, Peter also mentioned that particular word, that is girding, girding of yourself.
所以彼得是在他的彼得前书里面讲到是用谦卑来束腰。
And remember what Peter says, Peter said that you shall gird yourself with humiliation or humility.
所以彼得写这个的时候他一定是因着主耶稣在上十字架之前也是逾越节的晚上给门徒洗脚的时候耶稣拿了一个毛巾束腰而来的
and it must remind of Peter of what happened on the last supper that when Jesus went down to wash the disciples feet that when the Lord Jesus Christ girded himself with a piece of cloth
所以在这里有两个束腰我们主耶稣一个是他用毛巾来束腰真是把他的谦卑的那个品格显明出来。
And you have to remember that you have to be aware of the meaning of Jesus Christ who washed his disciples' feet by girding himself. Because when he girded himself with a piece of cloth, it means he's ready to serve. So we can see that what a humility that he has showed to us.
所以我们看到，特别彼得用到这个用谦卑束腰的时候，这是对待教会。弟兄姐妹
And so in other words, that as we're serving our brothers and sisters at a church, let us be humble while we serve them.
所以那是用谦卑来束腰，在这里是要用真理 当作腰带。
And so you see, when Peter talked about a service or the ministry at a church, he said, let us gird ourselves with humbleness or with humility. But here, when Paul says that you shall gird yourself with truth or with Jesus Christ.
我们还记得主耶稣特别是对待那个彼得说你千万不能上十字架这件事情吧。
And do you still remember this accident that happened between Jesus Christ and Apostle Peter? When Peter said to Jesus Christ, my Lord, you mustn't go on to the cross.
所以他是当时非常严厉的说撒旦退我后去。
And Jesus rebuked him as if he was an enemy. And he said that, step back, you Satan.
但当他不是讲彼得，是讲他那个后面的撒旦，他看见了撒旦在后面。
Of course, he was not referring to Peter, the human body, but rather the dark force behind him.
所以我们在这里，使徒保罗说用真理来束腰，就是主耶稣他自己，他给我们的所有的一切的权柄。
So in other words, when Apostle Paul said, "You shall gird your loin with the truth," in other words, that we'll be able to gird in our loin with Jesus Christ, who has given us all authority.
因为所有的权柄都是已经赐给主耶稣基督了。
Because all authorities on heaven and earth have been given to Jesus Christ.
他也给了我们，他说凡两三个人只要奉他的名祷告，他就在天上成就。
And in turn, Lord Jesus Christ has given us his authority on heaven and on earth because Jesus said, when you two or three people get together to pray, he will be in the midst of us and he shall accomplish this in heaven.
他说在你们在地上求捆绑的他在天上也捆绑。
So whoever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven.
所以在地上求释放的他在天上也释放。
So whoever is set free on earth shall be set free in heaven.
所以我们就看到主耶稣他把权柄给了我们。
And from these two verses, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us his own authorities.
所以保罗在这里说要用真理束腰。
And no wonder here Paul says that you are being entitled to his authority. So let us gird his authority.
因为我们在这里可以抵挡仇敌，是靠着主的力量，他的权柄。
So that in other words, that with girding his truth or himself, we'll be able to be strengthened to stand firm against all schemes of the devil.
第二个要穿戴的哈，穿戴的是用公义当作护心镜来遮胸。
And the second commandment, component of this, put on the whole armor of God, that is, we shall put on this breastplate of righteousness.
这也是一个戴上去的哈，就是不动的，就戴上去跟刚才戴子一样。
Yeah, so this is also in verse 14, Paul says that you shall put on the breastplate of righteousness. So this has been fixed. It's been fixed.
我们为什么需要有这样子一个东西来保护的心呢?
So now we have this truth on the loin. And why now the next question is why should we need this breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart?
我们从箴言里面特别告诉我们说，箴言的四章二十三节说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。
And the psalm has given us this answer. It's from Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, that watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life.
要用公义来遮胸。
And so it tells us the answer that why we need this breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart.
我们一讲到公义的时候，我们就知道我们是没有公义，只有神才是公义的。
And speaking of righteousness, let me remind you, we do not have His righteousness, but God does.
从旧约里面、生命记里面，还有以赛亚书，你都可以看到，只有神是公义。
And if we read through this whole Old Testament, whether it's from Deuteronomy or from Psalms or Numbers, we know that we have no righteousness, but God does.
生命记的三十二章第四节是这样说：他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无畏的神。又公义又正直。
And if we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, it says, The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
所以我们知道公义的话，神他 不会把有罪的当作无罪。
And so in other words, that our God won't take injustice as justice.
把没有罪的当作有罪，他不会的。
And he and alternatively, he won't take the justice as injustice.
但是我们在这里，我们没想到神他赐给了我们这个全副的军装，里面有一个是公义作为护心镜来保护我们的心。
So that this is an important part of the whole armor of God is the breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart.
是他要来保护我们的心，是防止这些抵挡这些仇敌来杀伤和射入我们的心。
And so in other words, that when we have this breastplate of righteousness, we're able to stand firm and to against all those hurtings and or attacks that would break our hearts.
我们知道我们都是罪人，因着亚当夏娃的犯罪，我们都在这个罪人里面。
And we know that since the fall of Adam and Eve, we were all sinners, and we were supposed to die in our transgressions.
所以撒旦也是，他也是，他也是犯罪。
And we know that Satan is the fallen angel.
但是他要攻击我们的时候，神却保护我们，用神的公义来保护我们。
And when he attacked us through all kind of accusations or schemes, God used this breastplate of righteousness to protect us.
但是这撒旦会不会攻击神呢？说你为什么保护他们是罪人呢？他们犯罪得罪你。
So indeed, I mean, since Satan is the fallen angel, he has the power to come before the Lord to accuse us, since we were all sinners.
因为神他已经派了他的儿子耶稣基督为我们的罪成为了赎罪祭。
And this is because we are no longer called injustice, because Jesus Christ came to the world and he died for the sake of us, and so he became our savior and redeemer. So we are no longer injustice, but rather we've been justified.
所以在约翰福音啊，不是约翰一书一章九节是这样说到：我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And so in the first book of Peter, when Peter says that if we confess our sins, 一章九节。 Okay, First Peter.
不是。
Oh, I'm so sorry. First John. Sorry, excuse me.
没有关系。
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们带上神给我们的这个公义的这个护心镜，第一个就是我们要认我们的罪。
And so you see, if we want to put on this particular breastplate of righteousness, the first thing we shall to do is to confess our sins.
因为我们认我们的罪的时候，神是一定按照他的公义，他赦免的。
Because once we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us.
他的赦免是因着我们主耶稣他的义。
And he forgives us for the sake of the righteousness of his Son, begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
因为主他自己为我们的罪付上代价。
Because he has died on the cross and paid the highest price for the sake of us.
所以我们可以带上神公义的护心镜，来抵挡仇敌的辱骂也好，攻击也好，或者是指控。
And since we've been cleansed and called and had been justified, we will be able to put on the breastplate of righteousness to be able to defend and defeat all the attacks, accusations, and hurts.
我们如果真正能够带上公义护心镜的话，我们一定要认我们的罪。我们不但是过去的罪，我们一旦有发现罪出现的话，我们一定就要认。
So bear in this mind, there is a condition. If you want to put on the breastplate of righteousness, we have to confess our sins. Not only that those things happened in the past, but in the moment. So whenever you feel you have fell short of glory, you have committed a sin, let us confess our sins right away before the Lord.
如果我们身上还带着显而未见的罪，还有一些罪没有来反省认罪的时候，我们打不过这些仇敌。
Yeah. So whether if we have some visible sins or invisible sins, whenever and whatever we have, if we do not confess, we're not able to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We can't put on this breastplate of righteousness.
因为我们所做的事情，你在暗中做的事情的话，神是知道，你自己知道。撒旦他也知道。
And you see, so those sins we have committed in the secret, no matter. People won't know, but God does know, and Satan does as well.
因为我们不认我们的罪的时候，我们就没有这个公义的护心镜。
So you see, if we do not confess our sins, our heart is broken. So there is a brokenness in our heart or in our body, and Satan will be able to accuse us in front of God.
所以我们看到这是真是。我们全部都要靠着我们主耶稣自己。
And you see, it is not by us. It is not by our might. We won't be able to put on the armor of us, but we only can rely on God so that we will be able to put on the armor of God.
第三样我们要穿上去的哈。
And the third part of the whole armor of God is.
就是穿在用福音平安的福音作为鞋，是穿在脚上准备走路的。
And indeed, in verse 15, Paul says that you haven't shod your feet, or that, in other words, wear your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
我们讲到准备走路的时候，就想起在出埃及的时候，摩西带领以色列人出来之前，他们有个逾越节。
And does it ring a bell to you about the Passover night when Moses was ready to take all the Israelites out of Egypt?
在吃逾越节的羔羊的时候，神叫他们要束上腰带。
And remember what God taught them when they enjoyed the Passover feast, when they ate the lamb, God told them to gird on yourself with a piece of cloth.
然后呢，脚上要穿上鞋。
And they have to wear the saddles.
然后手上拿着棍子来吃这个羔羊。
And holding the stick when they eat the feast, when they enjoy the festival.
准备走路哈，准备走路出埃及。
So in other words, that God asked them to be ready to leave, even when they're still enjoying the feast.
那么讲到平安福音的福音，就是我们主耶稣基督，他是福音的起头。
And so speaking of a gospel of peace, we have to be aware that Jesus Christ is the beginning, is the head of the gospel.
主也告诉我们，如果不借着他，没有人能够到父那里去。
And I remember what Jesus said, that no one comes to my Father but through me.
我们昨天晚上的福音晚会，我们见证的弟兄，还有做布道的弟兄，都在这里传神的福音，就是我们主耶稣基督自己。
Remember the gospel night last night, that we have a brother who's sharing his life testimony, and also have another brother who shares a message.Both of them, what both of them have been doing is to preach gospel, to reach out to those who haven't believed in Jesus Christ yet.
我们穿上这个鞋就是来跟随主耶稣的。
And so when we wear the shoes of the preparation of gospel of peace, in other words, that we are ready to deliver the message of a gospel.
是来做主耶稣的门徒的。
And in other words, that we are ready to be the disciples of Jesus Christ.
也是来做我们主耶稣基督他自己道成肉身的见证人。
And to be his living testimonies and witnesses of his gospel.
下面我们，保罗又讲到了一件，另外第四件要穿戴上去的，就是救恩的头盔。
And, yeah.So since this is a whole armor of God, so here comes the third piece of this armor that we have to take, having put on the helmet of salvation.
那我们第一个要讲到什么是救恩。
And so of course we have to make a definition. What is a definition of a salvation? What is salvation?
我们真正认识到神在这里给我们的救恩是什么。
And what is true salvation?From God's perspective.
你从四本福音书，然后一直到使徒行传。
And so if you read these four gospel books, and in addition to Book of Acts, you will know what is salvation, right?
神、圣父、圣子还有圣灵，他们是在一起工作，给了我们这样的救恩。
And we know that this Trinity God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they work as one to deliver us out of enemies.
神是赐恩典的源头。
And God is a beginning and a source of blessings and grace.
我们是主耶稣基督，就是圣子，他是一个管道。
And so, God the Son or Jesus Christ is the vessel, is the instrument.
将神的荣耀，将神的大爱，真是向我们彰显出来。
And so that, in other words, He is the instrument or vessel that He is able to show us His great love of God Father.
而且主耶稣在上十字架之前，他求父赐下圣灵来，另外一位保惠师。
Yeah, so when Jesus was ready to take on the cross, he asked the Father, he asked his Father to give us, his followers, the Counselor, that is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵，你可以从使徒行传里面看到圣灵在这里运行的时候，他负责将神的这个和耶稣基督这个救恩来实际化和成全。
And so if we read the book of Acts, we know that since the falling or the coming of the Holy Spirit is able to substantiate or realize what God has promised.
所以使徒行传也可以说，有的说就是圣灵行传。
And so in other words, people used to say that book of Acts is also the book of Acts of the Holy Spirit.
而且知道这个，特别是这个使徒行传，你读的话好像最后没有一个结尾。
And if you're patient enough to read the whole chapters of the book of Acts, you know there is no ending. It's open. The ending is opening.
所以你知道是为什么了，就是因为圣灵仍然在继续在做工。
And in today's word, let me put this way, it is to be continued.
让我们能够把这个救恩，神所赐给我们救恩作为一个头盔戴在头上。
And so it is quite nice to put that way that let's take or put on the helmet of salvation.
来保护我们的心思和意念。
And that is, in other words, that if the breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart, the helmet of salvation is to protect our mind.
不受这些魔鬼的引诱，来让我们离开主，让我们去追求名誉、地位，或者是财钱。
So the helmet of salvation is to protect in our minds from this temptation so that we may seek world's fame, positions, or fortunes.
也不受这些魔鬼的搅扰或者迷惑，在这个逆境当中，在苦难当中。
And so, and also it protected us from this distraction of a Satanist such as tribulations or sufferings or disadvantages.
还有在你在病痛当中也好，或者你失去了亲人的时候，对神的救恩有任何的怀疑。
Or from our doubts when we lost a beloved one from the household or when we start to doubt his salvation.
使我们这个救恩的头盔，使我们更不受魔鬼的任何的恐吓，来否认我们主耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And so the protection or the helmet of salvation also protect our minds from the fear or the schemes of Satan that we no longer to be threatened by Satan's schemes.
我们目前看来好像在美国这件事情好像不大会发生，但实际上已经越来越近了。
And let me remind all the brothers and sisters that we are living in a world of tribulation, living in the country of tribulation. It's something that you used to think that would never happen, might be coming, and may be coming.
这个救恩的头盔可以使我们有一个清洁的心思，一个意念，来服侍主。
And so this helmet of salvation keep us clean-hearted or pure-hearted so that we will be able to serve the Lord and serve the churches with a clean heart or pure heart.
不给这个忙乱的世界也好，这个堕落的世界来给他抓去任何的我们的一点点的思想或者意念。
And so this helmet of salvation protect us from these tribulations and confusions from the world.
让我们就像保罗在腓立比书第四章第八节里面讲到的，让我们的心思意念可以就是想思想那些真实的事。
And so as Paul says in book of the Philippians, it says that so thatThe Lord will going to help us to focus on those true things, real things.
还有思念那些可敬的事情。
To set our hearts above, to set our hearts on those good things.
还有公义的事情。
And the things that is righteous.
清洁的事情。
Or whatever that is good or clean.
还有可爱的、美名的。
And what is lovable.
还有有德行的，还有可称赞的事情。
And yes, that is, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good repute.
也像这个诗篇里面，是我们的大卫说哈，诗篇139。
And you shall dwell on these things. So now let's get back to the Psalms 139.
23节，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And indeed, in Psalm 139, verse 23, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts."
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的路。
Verse 24, "And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way."
我们刚才讲到要穿戴上的有五件，第一件就是真理作为腰带束腰。
So there are five pieces of this whole armor of God. Number one is the girding, or the girding your loin with the truth. That is Jesus Christ.
然后呢，公义呢是作为护心镜来遮胸的。
And the second one is that we shall have to put on this breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness.
就像这里我们常常看到一些防暴警察，他们会穿上这种防弹衣哈。
And that reminds me of the police who has this this vest to protect them from bullets.
因为这个心非常重要，你被打到了之后你就没了。
Yeah, so because our hearts are extremely important. If our hearts are broken, we are gone.
第三件穿到脚上是鞋，穿鞋。
And so the number three part, the third part is that we shall wear the shoes of the preparation of a gospel of peace.
然后呢，是头盔戴在头上。
And the fourth piece is the helmet of salvation. So that is salvation.
那保罗在十三章十三节里面是这样说，还要拿起，前面讲的是穿戴，下面说拿起神所赐的全副军装。
And so, in verse 13, Book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, Paul says, "Therefore take up the full armor of God."
那么他讲到拿起的是拿有两样东西可以拿起来的。
And there are two things that you can take up.
就是一个是信德作为盾牌，就拿在手上的可以挡的抵挡。
In verse 16, in addition to that, take up the shield of faith. So this is another two that you shall take up. Take up the shield of faith.
还有一个就是剑，就是圣灵的宝剑。
And also take.The helm, and also the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
对，这两样东西是拿在手上的哈，是拿在手上的。
And so you see, these are two things that you shall take up, right? So the first one is the shield of faith. So whether you're left hand or right hand, shield of faith. And another one is that is the sword of the Spirit.
保罗说我们有这两样东西拿起来呢，是在磨难的日子可以抵挡仇敌。
And so Paul says that if we're able to take these two things, we will be able to stand firm against all enemies.
为的是我们不但成就这一切，而且还能够站立得住。
Not only that we'll be able to defend ourselves, but also we can stand firm.
我们来看一看，那我们怎样拿起这个信德的盾牌来。
And so speaking of a shield of faith, how we are going to able to take it up?
我们知道我们就是相信依靠主的时候，遵守他的命令的时候，我们里面而有的这个美好的信心和行为。
So when we truly believe in Jesus Christ and believe what he does and believe what he can do through us, our faith is strengthened.
我们不能只是嘴巴上面讲，但是我们没有。这个真正的信心通过这个行为来显明我们里面有这样的信心。
So you know, it's just, it is not just lip services, but rather our life experiences, that through our life experiences we'll be able to going to reveal our true faith in him.
这个好的美好的信心和这个行为是因着圣灵的果子结出来的。
And so you see, the good faith and the good deeds, they're compatible. And both of them, when they work together, they're able to bear much fruit, the spiritual fruit.
我们靠这个圣灵的果子才能够胜过这些仇敌的一切的辱骂或者攻击。
And so when we are able to bear the spiritual fruit, we're able to defend ourselves from our enemies' accusations, attacks, and hurts, and insults.
因为这些只有圣灵的果子出来的时候才能证明显明在我们里面活的是主耶稣基督的生命。
And only when we are able to bear that spiritual fruit, we're able to testify or to reveal that who is truly living in our heart, that is Jesus Christ.
我们可以在加拉太书 这个五章二十二节，我们温习一下这个这个果子哈。
Yeah, so we can take a recap of the spiritual fruit from Book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22.
就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
That is the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
然后信实、温柔和节制。
Faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
我们有了这几样。这个保罗也说，就没有任何的事情可以抵挡的。
And Paul says, against such things, there is no law.
也没有任何的法律或者禁止的。
So there is no law against these spiritual fruit.
也就是说，撒旦他没有他攻击的这个根据。
And in other words, that if we are able to bear such a spiritual fruit, God, Satan has no foundation to accuse us in front of God.
所以我们能够拿起这个信德的盾牌，就完全是在我们主耶稣基督他自己。
So in other words, that when we take up the shield of a faith, we will be able to defend ourselves from all accusations of Satan.
没有关系，他那个读圣经。
It was all right.
拿着圣灵的宝剑，下面另外一件东西。
Another one. So if your right hand is taking up the shield of faith, then you have this. You have your left hand to take up the sword of the spirit.
在这里告诉我们，这个圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And so the sword is the word of God.
它是让我们来依靠圣灵。让我们来靠着他，在他里面祷告的。
And so we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. We have to rely on Him by praying, and we're praying petition to Him.
所以我们先来特别认识到圣灵到底是哪一位。
And so we have to have a clear awareness of this third Trinity God, that is the Holy Spirit.
他是主耶稣自己在要离开门徒的时候之前应许门徒，他要求父。赐下圣灵来，这个圣灵呢是另外的一位的保惠师。
And now we see that this third head of God, the Holy Spirit, is the Counselor. That when Jesus Christ, when He was on the cross, He asked the Father to send forth the third head of God, that is the Holy Spirit, to protect us.
我们知道主耶稣是我们的保惠师。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ is also our Counselor.
所以他在这里是请另外一位神赐下。保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And now this counselor of Jesus Christ, the begotten Son of the second head of the Trinity God, is asking God Father to send another counselor, that is the third head of God, Trinity God, the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵呢，它是永远与门徒同在的。
And let's bear this in mind: this third head of the Trinity God, the Counselor, Holy Spirit, is always in the presence of us.
圣灵赐下的目的就是要使门徒们想起主耶稣对他们讲的话。
And so when the Holy Spirit is given to all the saints, it is to remind the saints to remember the teachings and the word of God, or word of Jesus Christ.
就和主耶稣在那一样，他要向门徒指示他们所要教导门徒所要发生的事情。
And he is the equivalent of a Trinity God, or in other words, he's also the Trinity God who teaches and to remind us the things that have passed, or things have happened, and the things that is to come.
是他在这里来，是带领门徒，也是成全门徒进入一切的真理。
And he's here to lead us into the truth of God.
同时，这个是对门徒，另外对世人。圣灵的工作是叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己审判责备自己。
And, yeah, so this is a function when the Holy Spirit is coming and concerning Christians. That is, He's leading us into the truth. But regarding the rest of the world, that is seekers or non-Christian world, that is to he is here to convict the world concerning the sins and the righteousness and the judgment.
他的圣灵的保惠师来，他来是要来荣耀主的。
And so the Counselor, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor comes to the world to glorify God the Father.
他是来不断的向神的儿女启示我们主耶稣基督他自己的所事和他的所作。
He constantly reminds Christians what Lord Jesus Christ has done. And what he has said.
你就看到圣灵，他是在这里将。
For Jesus Christ, God the Son, and He's here to continue and to finish the work of God.
拿起圣灵的宝剑，对我们自己来说，我们就是顺服圣灵的带领。
So when we are ready to take up this sword of spirit, in other words, we are ready to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
因为他会带领我们征战。
Because we know, we're assured that He is going to lead us to fight.
这就是我们依靠神的大能和大力。
To rely on His might, not on us.
我们看到三位一体的神在这里一起啊，在这里。赐给我们有这样的救赎救恩。
And through this whole armor of God, we see here the Trinity God, the three heads work together to lead us into His truth.
接着我们穿戴和拿起神所赐的全副军装之后，使徒保罗在这里特别提醒我们要警醒的祷告。
And in addition to this whole armor of God, since we are being fully equipped, once again, the last but not the least, Apostle Paul reminds us that in addition to all of these, remember to pray and alert.
这是一个祷告，是我们一个过一个得胜生活的一个最最基本的。
And this is the most fundamental part or element of a Christian life. No matter where we are, no matter who we are, let us remember to pray and be alert.
你没有祷告，你就跟神就根本没有连接。
Because if we do not pray, there is no connection between us and God Himself.
保罗在这里劝勉我们，不但是要祷告，而且是要在圣灵靠着圣灵祷告。
And remember in verse 18, Apostle Paul encourages that with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit.
因为我们靠着圣灵祷告，就像主耶稣教导我们的一样的，我们先为他的国、神的国、神的义而祷告。
And as our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us that when we pray, let us pray for His kingdom of kingdom first.
也是为教会的装备整齐祷告，迎接我们主耶稣基督的再来。
And also remember to pray for the churches to make the church ready as a bride that is blameless and holy.
如果是我们不在圣灵里面，我们就是在我们自己的肉体里面，我们所祷告的就是为我们自己。
And so you see, if we are not in the Spirit and we pray, we're basically praying in the air. We're basically praying out of our own flesh, out of our own desires.
然后祷告呢？靠着圣灵，第二个呢，要随时。
And remember, in verse 18, Paul says that you shall pray at all times.
像我们随时就是不是说指定固定时间吃饭了我歇饭祷告。
And so, in other words, that we do not pray on a fixed schedule. It's like we say the grace or we pray before every dinner or every meal. It is good, but it is not at all times.
或者是我们一起来祷告会，我们祷告。
And or I can put another way that it's not something. It's beyond the prayers that when we come together in a prayer meeting.
就随时的以警醒的在这里祷告。
They're good, but Paul encourages to pray at all times or whenever we need.
特别我们看到一些，比如讲一些不好的事情发生了，我们不是说和世人一样，看看就好像看笑话或者就怎么样。
Yeah, so if anything bad that happens, let Christians not be the bypass or outsider. We just watch over a little time and just move along.
所以我们看到这些事情发生的时候，我们立刻就祷告，靠着圣灵祷告。
So whenever things happen, whether it happened to us or to others, let us pray immediately.
要求神怜悯的怜悯。
And so we asked God to show mercy on those who need mercy.
要求神如果需要拦阻阻挡的，我们在这里祷告，求神阻挡。
And we asked God to hinder or to prevent from this happening when we did need something that is being needed be prevented from happening.
Yeah, 特别是我们有的弟兄姐妹当中，我们一碰到难处了，就是说。我们就现在就祷告。
And so, especially when some brothers and sisters they're in difficulties or they've been suffering, let us pray with no hesitance. Let's pray immediately.
不是说哦，会，我会记得为你祷告。
And instead of by saying, "Oh, I will remember you. I will remember you in my prayer."
就顺服圣灵带领，我们立刻随时警醒祷告。
But rather, let us be alert and let us follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and pray right away.
所以我们现在有的时候早晨晨更的时候星期六早晨
And we know that every Saturday we have a morning devotion
教会里面还有星期三的祷告会也是一样
And of course we also have a prayer meeting every Wednesday night
我们传道人常常会提出一些我们都没有注意到的一些事情来提醒我们要警醒的祷告
And so the brother Dongping always encourages and also remind us those things that we probably didn't pay attention
虽然我们可能听到怎么俄乌战争也好，或者是中国的什么要开什么党代会也好，各种美国要中期的选举也好，这些都提醒我们要凡事要祷告，警醒的祷告。
Yeah. So whether it is the war between Russia and Ukraine, or what happened in the mainland China, the Communist Party Assembly, or the midterm election in the U.S., all those things, that's really concerning us beyond our imagination. So let us pray for all these things.
让我们正是保罗他在这里的鼓励和劝勉。要他要我们要怎么样要怎么样的时候，真是让我们把他这个话记在了心里，这是圣灵的我们的提醒。
And let us truly remember and meditate on those teachings of Apostle Paul in Book of Ephesians about what a true Christian should do and should not do, and this is as a reminder from the Holy Spirit.
保罗后面他也是要求腓立以弗所的这些圣徒们也为他祷告。
And in the last chapter, in the ending of chapter 6 in Book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul also petitioned all the saints to pray for him.
他也知道教会的祷告，这团体的祷告是非常的重要。
And he know how powerful church prayer can be.
也是主的身体的祷告。
And in other words, that is the body. This is truly the body of Christ that get together and pray.
也让我们一起在这个属灵的征战上面，我们第一个是知道，然后我们进行操练。
And so not only that we know all those teachings and knowledge, but rather we are able to exercise and practice it.
也让我们在这件事情上面也是能够长进。
And so in other words, that through practicing all these teachings, we'll be able to grow into all aspects to the full measure of Jesus Christ.
是的，就像我们一样的，也成为勇士，不只是享受神所赐的恩典的，这个享受恩典的人。
So we're no longer to be just a layman or to be an outsider, although we're Christian, but rather to be warriors for Jesus Christ.
靠着主耶稣基督的大能大力，让我们都成为刚强的人。
So we will be strengthened by his might and by his power.
我们整个教会成为一个刚强的人。
So that the whole church will be strengthened.
我们不给任何一个地方有破口，给这些仇敌来攻击我们。
So there will be no longer any place that is broken and leave the ground for Satan to accuse us.
不让这些恶者的诡计得逞。
And so that we'll be able to stand firm against all the schemes of the devil.
他恶者就是要我们离开这个元首，让身体和元首分开。
And you see, the schemes of the Satan or the devil is all about to find the brokenness in the body of the church, in the body of Christ, try to set us or try to take us away from our head, that is Jesus Christ.
让我们真是穿戴神所赐的全副军装，拿起神所赐的全副军装来抵挡仇敌，而且能够站立得住。
And finally, as the teaching goes, that let us put on the whole armor of God, so that we will be able to defend and stand firm against all the schemes of the devil and Satan.
我下面我就愿意用保罗他在以弗所书的最后一段的祝福来。作为我的今天的结束。
So I'd like to conclude today's message by using the last encouragements and the petition from Apostle Paul in chapter 6, Book of Ephesians.
第六章的23节和24节。
That is from Book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 23 through 24.
愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们。并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
So Book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 23 through verse 24. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. Thank you.